Thank you for your patience. My name is Cameron here at the fraud department. If you bear with me one moment, I might be able to locate the account and better assist you.
Okay.
All right. Can you verify your address for me, please?
495 New Country Road, Cal, Texas.
Thank you so much for that. And just to confirm, you don't recall authorizing a shipping and handling charge for $6.97 for a watch on the 3rd of November?
I showed the charges in my bill now. And I asked, because I didn't receive any watch yet. I don't know what item is that, what looks like. Because I didn't receive it yet. See, because I got the bill, but I received the item. I want to see what looks like.
Oh, so you never received it?
No. About what looks like? What's this?
It's a fitness watch.
Oh, shit. I see. I don't know about this watch because I'm using my Apple Watch. I didn't use any kind of watch because.
Oh, okay.
I use this for everything, every day.
Right. All right. Is there anyone in the household who could have placed this order without your knowledge?
Oh, I'm myself alone.
Oh, just you? Okay.
Yeah. For the mail, I didn't see anything like what this kind of, what looks like.
Okay. What I'll go ahead and do here is we'll contact your local authorities and provide them with the IP address in the account. They'll be able to figure out who placed that order on the 3rd of November. Once we figure out who placed that order, we do prosecute for credit card fraud. But in the meantime, pending our investigation, I'll just go ahead and get a refund issued for that $6.97 and then for the $59.97, if you bear with me one moment.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you. One moment.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for your patience. I got that refunded for you, both of those transactions. It'll take about 3 to 5 business days before it's reflected into your account.
Okay, all right.
All right, no problem. Did you have anything else you'd like for me to take a look at for you?
Yeah. What's that?
Did you have anything else you'd like for me to take a look at for you?
No, that's all I know, because I was confused with this charge that I didn't receive anything. That's why I called, because you got the telephone over here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, if that'd be all, thank you so much for calling customer support. If you have any other issues, please don't hesitate to call us back.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You have a good one.